Okay, year three at Michael Faraday School, and we're making wonderful progress with our current literacy book for the term. We're going to share some ideas. I've got three friends keen to talk about it. So first of all, your names, please, madam.
Lydia.
Mario.
Elizabeth.
So we have Lydia, we have Mario and Elizabeth. And it's a wonderful book we're reading. So Lydia, remind us, please, what's the book called?
It's called Into the Forest.
And Mario can remember, always a toughie, who wrote this book?
Anthony Brown.
You've got there, good man. Anthony Brown. And Elizabeth, it's a very, very difficult book to understand. There's like a story within a story. How would you describe what happens briefly?
Well, it's about other fairy tales and like the boy, he went to his forest and he's trying to deliver something to his mum, to his grandma, but his mum says, go the long way round. But for the first time, he went the short way round into the forest to just in case dad came back because he wasn't there in the morning. So he went the short way round.
So that's like a brief introduction. So it's a boy who's on a journey into the forest. But Lydia, it's more than just this journey. How would you describe this idea of a story within a story? What can we see on the pages?
Well, he has lots of encounters with fairy tale characters such as Hansel and Gretel, Goldilocks, and
maybe Jack.
Yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk and his cow.
So it's all these fairy tales that you're really familiar with, and they're built into this book, Into the Forest, which makes it a bit confusing. Now, Mario, can you explain? So we've just been doing in class. We all had in small groups a large picture from each page in the book. What was your scene showing?
We will show what we can see in the picture and write them down on a piece of paper.
So we've been asked to produce a certain kind of word. What kind of words were we writing about the picture?
We wrote sentences and then we used adjectives to make it more interesting.
Adjectives to make it more interesting. So, Elizabeth, what do we mean by an adjective? What is an adjective, please?
A describing word.
Should we think of some examples? So, looking around us here in the classroom, maybe very obvious, this table. Right, Lydia, how would you describe this table? One word. What's an adjective for this?
Big.
It's quite big. Right, and Mario, if you look at some of the chairs, how would you describe the chairs?
Shiny.
They're very shiny. And finally, for Elizabeth, how would you describe the carpet?
Well, it's grey.
Yeah, that's the colour of it. So it's these describing words. And we've used these for Into the Forest. Now, where it gets really interesting in year three at Michael Faraday, what I love what you've been doing, we've been finishing off this morning with a diary entry. And so, Lydia, you've been writing the story, and it's in the perspective of who?
The boy.
And so what does that mean then, Mario? So the story itself is quite a straightforward story, but if you're doing a Dear Diary entry, what kind of things have you got to be thinking about?
Thinking about what happens in the story, then you add it onto your diary.
And it's all quite personal. So it's how this boy feels as he goes through. And Elizabeth, one thing we've been really keen to do this morning is to do a lot of correction and adding in lots of punctuation. So what do we mean by punctuation?
Like when we're adding in how the story looks like and how it looks in the book.
So some examples, some things that we can see actually on the page. Can we think of some examples, Lydia, of punctuation? What could we put in?
Commas, apostrophes.
When might you use a comma? When would be a good point? What does a comma do? How does it help the reader?
It can let you have a little bit of breath.
Yeah, so if you've got a long sentence, it breaks it up. And Mario, can you think maybe of like one more idea of punctuation?
Speech marks. It tells you when you speak, and when you finish, you've got to put a speech mark after the full stop.
Perfect. Well, we'll come to an end. So we've covered many ideas about what we're reading in Year 3, the Into the Forest book. Perhaps we'll finish with Elizabeth, how we started. So you gave us a very, very brief overview. Again, briefly, have we got a happy ending for the book?
Yes, well, at the end, when he reaches to his grandma's house, as he said, like, there was a weird noise, so, and then he came in, and then finally he saw his dad and grandma, and that was the end.
It's got a very happy ending, and it's a book which we'd all recommend. So thank you to Lydia, and to Mario, and to Elizabeth. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye! Bye.